Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Questions about what now? Questions about what?
Questions about issues facing your community and the nation, sir.
Okay, yeah, I'll visit with you.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress?
Say that again.
What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for
president? Oh, sure, yeah, we'll vote.
Would that be a definitely vote or probably vote?
Yes, sir, definitely.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Do what?
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My age?
Race, as in white, black, Hispanic,
race.
Asian?
I'm a white boy.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm on the Republican side.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Reducing crime.
6.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
5.
Creating more affordable housing.
7.
Tackling climate change.
1.
Protecting abortion rights.
3.
Securing the southern border.
10.
Funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
0.
Lowering taxes.
10.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you do not. Kamala Harris.
Speak up.
Kamala Harris.
Now, is that in favor of Kamala or excited about what she's doing or how do you rate?
Just on a scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate her job?
I'm going to say 10.
Okay. Janelle Bynum.
I don't know Janelle Bynum.
Okay. Lori Chavez de Romero.
90.
Ron Wyden.
50.
All right. Democrats in Congress.
25.
Republicans in Congress.
100.
MAGA Republicans.
What was that?
MAGA Republicans.
I didn't understand that part.
Okay, no problem. J.D. Vance.
Don't know him.
Donald Trump.
100.
Joe Biden.
0.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican Donald Trump.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Thurmer?
Lori Chavez.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
Well, what's the story? I don't know Janelle Bynum. Where'd she come from?
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Would that be a somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove of Joe Biden.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Romero is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Yeah, I approve. Yep.
Okay. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community in Salem. She has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Romero led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Lori Chavez.
Okay. Thank you. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Romero?
Well, she's got good qualities, and she's aimed to get something done. I like her attitude. She's in there to get the work done.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who wants to overrule Oregon
law.